Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 27, 2021. This morning I will talk about work as a spiritual discipline. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Father, we praise you for giving us useful things to do. We praise you for equipping us for work in your church. Thank you for giving us new eyes to see our work, our supervisors, and our primary responsibilities. The harvest is ready. Prepare us to join the laborers. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Colossians 3:23-24, we read, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward." The gravity of idolatrous sin is obvious. If our loyalty, time, energy, and money point to what we really worship, then the heart of idolatrous activity has to be our work, inside or outside the church, inside or outside the home. Work is often also a source of stress, fear, and anxiety. Jesus understands. At one point, he presented a word picture of lilies and kings. Then he advised, "Do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you." In other words, work is important. The kingdom of God is more important. Work as designed by God is endowed with dignity. The Bible opens with God working. He creates. God's only Son did manual labor. If Christ worked first with his hands as a carpenter, then working with our hands also has honor. Most of the disciples worked as fishermen. Do you think they came home smelling like lilies? One of Jesus' most radical acts was table ministry. He ate and drank with people who worked for a living. The Apostle Paul's attitude concerning work is significant in two ways. First, our work for human supervisors is also work for God. Second, many of the people we work with and for are brothers and sisters, family in Christ. How can anyone disrespect family? Impossible. Unthinkable. One of the church's most important spiritual writers was a disabled veteran who worked in a kitchen. He hardly wrote anything at all, but he continued his work during the day to God in prayer. Brother Lawrence wrote, "We should offer our work to him before we begin and thank him afterwards for the privilege of having done it for his sake." He simply applied Paul's advice, "Pray without ceasing," and the spiritual giants of his day beat a path to his door. One measure of the idolatrous potential of work is to ask about identity. When you meet a new neighbor or someone at a party, how does your spouse identify you? Is it by your marital status, your favorite sports team, or by your profession? What keeps you busy? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.